All right, so open up your Bibles, please. Turn to 2 Kings chapter 5. We know how this story ends. Let's find out what led up to it. We're going to follow Naaman. All right, so verse 1. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now, the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." Naaman is a man victorious over Israel and other countries in the area. Syria, who he works for to support in their endeavors, has regularly raided Israel, God's people, has been at war with God's people. He is a great man in Syria. He is a man to be feared in Israel. But he was a leper. Leprosy is like a skin disease, like a very aggressive eczema, okay? People that suffer from eczema speak of it like this. It's flaky, it's dry, itchy, raw. Those are some of the physical sensations that they experience. Here's some of the emotional words they use to describe eczema. Embarrassing, exposed. It can be shameful if somebody connects it to, you're not taking care of yourself. Everyone sees it, can comment on it, can judge. It's very vulnerable. Your skin can feel like prison bars. Naaman has something like this, only worse. And the scriptures tell us that his also manifested as being, it was white as snow. It was like a person covered in snow. He was marked as diseased. Consider that leprosy is like the external picture of the effects of sin, but it is also a representation of our inward state, every single one of us. We have all sinned against a good and holy God through our disobedience, through thought, word, deed, acts committed, acts omitted, all outside God's holy commands. We are all lepers of the heart. We all try to cleanse ourselves through money, fame, talent, success, even religion. And there's no healing through these means. There is only healing through the God of the Bible, through faith in Jesus Christ. You can be healed of the sins done against you, and you can be healed from the sins done by you. Right now, are you in this same love, hate, empathy roller coaster with Naaman? Right, we find out from the beginning when Mario read that he's healed. Oh, yay, that's so cool. Oh, but he's a commander of the army of Syria, God's enemies. Oh, boo. Oh, but he's a leper. Aw. But he kidnapped a little girl. Boo again, right? You guys are all over the place with me in that. Well, he stole this little girl from God's people, and he put her to work in his household. Imagine what this little girl must be feeling. And take that picture in your mind then of her emotions and her heart attitude towards Naaman, and let's compare it now to the Word of God. Let's see what she does. This little girl has incredible faith in her God to heal even her captor. She's not ignorant of his evil acts. She lives with them each and every day, but she still has hope for him, shows him incredible love, points him to a source of healing, not a possible source of healing, but a true and certain source of healing. All throughout the scriptures, leprosy is only healed through miracles. Jesus said in Luke 4:27 that there were many lepers in Israel, but only Naaman was healed. In spite of the fact that this little girl hadn't seen any lepers healed, hadn't even heard of any lepers healed, she knew her God and his power to save. I would ask you Christians in the room, do you live with this knowledge as you interact with unbelievers, as you interact with the people that have wronged you? Do you believe the Lord can save even the most entrenched atheist or amoralist in your family? Because he can. Let's see how the story goes. Go to verse 4. So Naaman went in and told his lord, thus and so, I think that's ancient Hebrew for like blah, blah, maybe. Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel, and the king of Syria said, go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, when this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you Naaman my servant, and that you may cure him of leprosy. And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me. Basically, what we have going on here is we have the king of Syria saying, hey, I don't believe in God, Naaman, but I think you need to go see him about that issue you have. And I don't think he's going to accept our insurance, so I think you should stop by the ATM on the way there. Right? How much money did he bring? He brought over $3 million with him. Naaman wants to be healed. Let's go to verse 8. But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king saying, why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh shall be restored and you shall be clean. Naaman shows up. I'm here. Heal me. And Elisha will not even be bothered to greet him. Sends a messenger instead. Tells him, just go take a bath in the Jordan River. I think Elisha probably practiced more of the seeker insensitive model of evangelism, right? This guy did not tolerate sinners. He is the same man, just a chapter or two before, who is going up to a place of worship and where the same place that Elijah, the guy who trained him, was taken away in a chariot of fire. And a group of youths come up to him and tell him, hey, why don't you die and go to heaven, baldy? And I'm not sure which he got more offended by, whether it was die and go to heaven or the fact that he had a receding hairline, but he calls two bears out of the woods to maul those kids. This is who we're dealing with. This is Elisha. He is telling Naaman to have faith that he would be healed of his leprosy and be baptized, to plunge, immerse, or dip himself in the waters of the Jordan River. He's saying, go, sinner, unclean leper, take a bath in the grace of the Lord. To get a clear picture of baptism from the New Testament, here's Ananias talking to Paul after he was saved by Jesus. Ananias tells Paul, rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name, the name of Jesus. Paul, talking to us and the church in Rome, says, do you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. And now Paul talking to us in the church in Colossae. You were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. These verses show that we, as Christians, are immersed in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Hear Elisha's message as the prophet of the living God. Hear it from Naaman's perspective and place yourself in his shoes. I see your sin. I know the evil you have done in thought and deed. I know the good you failed to do. I've heard your prayers to the false gods you worship, praying to a mere demon instead of me. I saw you steal a child away from my people, forcing her to serve your family. I saw your cruelty to others. I see all of this from heaven. I also see your leprosy. I see the shame you carry on your very body. I see the way people treat you. I know that people wouldn't trade places with you regardless of your success, your wealth, and your favor. I know you brought all the signs of your power and your wealth and your fame to impress me, and I will not accept it, just as my prophet will not. I give to you. I know you want to be healed, and I can heal you. Not just your leprosy, but all your sins too. You've come in faith to my people. You've engaged my prophet. Now believe in me, your Savior, and be baptized. Be baptized in the Jordan River. Believe that I am God, the only God. Believe that I can save sinners. Believe that I can cleanse not just your outward appearance that is marred by sin, but I can cleanse your very soul and make you mine. For those of you that are not Christians, you're here today. Hear this message from thousands of years ago that is immediately relevant today. Jesus, like the little servant girl, left his glorious home and willingly entered a godless place. He endured vast suffering, and he served more than his immediate family. He served all the households of the world. Jesus, like the prophet Elisha, heals sinners, but he touches them. He places his hands on the leprosy. He heals them. And Jesus, like the waters of the Jordan, baptizes us in his death, his burial, and his glorious resurrection. So let's see how Naaman responds. Verse 11. But Naaman was angry and went away saying, "Behold, look, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Naaman is in a rage. Elisha won't even come and greet me. He sends a messenger. Where's the pomp and circumstance? Where's the lights and smoke machine? I don't see anything here. Look, I brought more changes of outfits than a pop diva. I am ready to do this. Let's make this leper clean. For those of you in here that still don't believe, you've heard this message from your friends. You're hearing it now. Are we not saying wash and be clean? We are. The blood of Jesus can cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The word says he was clean, his body restored, the smell removed, the stigma cleared, a miracle. God healed a sinner then as he does each and every day, and we pray that he is doing so right now. For those of you in this room today that do not have faith, we pray that you will meet Jesus, and in response, you will be baptized, and we will celebrate with you.